Well, everybody's trying to raise that to figure out who's going to do some advice, so I'll sneak in and take the COVID. It's part of being involved in the learning during the summer, so we get to be a part of one of Henry Chaim Wilinsky's programs. So all of us, all the Talmidim, are grateful for spearheading the project, and we learned that when you attach yourself to one of Henry's programs, then you're only Ola Mala Mala, and you're able to be able to have the opportunity to hear from Gedolei Yisrael. We have the great benefit, I think last 7 years ago, the Minchas Osher and Shavuos was out of print, I think. So Baruch Hashem, and we came only at the end of the Limud. But the Talmidim already learned several Simonim of the Sefer, and therefore it's a great opportunity and covenant for us now to be able to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim Mamish. The parsha begins with the appreciation that the Torah is taught not only by Moshe and Aaron, Aaron's children, and Zekanah by the Rashi Amatos. And Rashi says, all of the Torah was taught through the Rashi Amatos, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to appreciate the position of the Rashi Amatos in the Mesorah, in the Parshim Nedarim. The Parshim Nedarim speaks to both the frailty of people, as well as to the great aspirations of people. The Chazal appreciate Toiv Eshaloi Tidar, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, because making a neder means there's a moment when a person understood that there's something they wanted to accomplish. But we're boss of Adam, and we don't have the ability to always accomplish what we set out to do. So then we make a neder, and a mechayev of ourselves, and we make it a tzivu leikim. So the moment of a neder is a moment when we appreciate the frailty. At the same time, the moment of the neder was when a person had an aspiration to jump far beyond themselves. So the true Mervei HaYirah and the Gedolei HaMervei of Klal Yisrael are those who look at a Jew and appreciate at once the great aspirations, the great accomplishments, the neshama, ashenasata v'kirboi of every Jew, and at the same time, appreciate the weaknesses and the frailties that Jews have and have to be encouraged and have to be raised. We all know in our community that every opportunity we have to hear Rav Weiss, we all sense that he is one of those individuals, one of the Rashi Amatos, who appreciates at once the greatness that a person can achieve and speaks to that and encourages that, and at the same time has a compassion for sometimes our weaknesses, our frailties, and our certain conditions. And whenever we have that opportunity, we know that because we come away both elevated by the experience of hearing a voice and at the same time understanding that we are being heard by a person of great wisdom and insight, and there is a great covet to hear a shir from her voice.
B'shus Nenu Mora Da'asa, Rabbi Schreier, and my dear, dear friends, all the Choshev Rabbonim, Kahal Kodosh. It's a pleasure to be back again. I've been standing right here many times in the past, and I hope many times in the future, and I hope, B'korah B'yameinu, we could see you all together in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. But it's always a privilege and a pleasure to see this crowd, and I am moved and inspired by seeing such a packed olam Friday morning. And Baruch Hashem, I think it's just a testimony to the Ahavas Torah of the community, and I am moved. So I was asked to speak about Shemitah, and I understand that the Kotel is learning Hilchos Shavuos. So we're working on a new edition of the Menchas Oshan Shavuos, and I hope it should be out by Elul or at least by Rosh Hashanah, working very hard. And so I'll see as soon as it comes out to make it available to the Kotel and to the Rabbonim. So what question really is Nogeya in Chutz La'aretz regarding Shavuos? So this morning we will be discussing an interesting endeavor, which merits to be analyzed and discussed. I know there are various different groups that are selling land in Chutz La'aretz. You buy a piece of land in Israel to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shavuos Ha'aretz. Does that make sense? Is it important? Now, whenever I say a shir on any contemporary issue, I just need to hope I'm not going to offend anyone, because whatever you say, you could offend someone. So I don't know whether anybody living in Teaneck is engaged in selling land in Israel. I don't know how much money you invested. But if you invested money in Israel, it's always a good investment, and it's always kedai. Buying land in Israel has proven itself as a good investment. Prices only go up in real estate. But I'm not sure the 3 square foot that you buy somewhere out there and you don't know exactly where it is. So are you mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitah? So this discussion would naturally start off in Menachos Daf Mem Aleph. Menachos Daf Mem Aleph, we have the most important source that it is important for a person not only to be mekayim the mitzvahs that he is mechuyav, not only to observe the mitzvahs which are incumbent upon him, which he is obligated to observe, but even try to take upon himself chiyuvim, which he wasn't previously obliged to take upon himself. And what the Gemara deals with in Menachos Mem Aleph, and I think it is the only source in Bavli and in Yerushalmi, at least to the best of my recollection, in which a malach taught a halacha to one of the Amiroim. An angel taught Torah to an Amira. We're not going to speak about today about the sugya of Torah loy b'shamayimi, whether an angel has the authority to teach us halacha. That is separate discussion. But a Menachos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Omalei Malacha L'Rav Katina, an angel told Rav Katina, Be'ina Deritcha, in a moment of wrath, in a moment of anger, Anshisu Amitzvas Asei. And the Gemara deals with tzitzis. As long as you don't wear Dalet Kanfis, you don't have a mitzvah of tzitzis. Theoretically, a person could go through all his life without wearing tzitzis, and he's not liable, because if you don't have a garment that has Dalet Kanfis, you don't have a Chiyuv Tzitzis. But the angel told Rav Katina, don't think so. In a moment of anger in the heavens, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be punished for not wearing Tzitzis. But you don't have Dalet Kanfis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry with you. Why don't you have Dalet Kanfis? Why didn't you make an effort to have Dalet Kanfis and to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis? So it is from this Gemara that we learn, we are required and we are expected not only to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs that are a chiyuv. You need to daven 3 times a day, you need to say Kriyas Shema Shachar Zoharis, you need to put on tefillin every day, and Kiddush Avdalt and all the other mitzvahs. You are even required to buy a garment that will obligate you to put on tzitzis. Would it be the same? Buy a piece of land in Israel to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitah. Is this Gemara specifically about tzitzis, or is it a general rule about other mitzvahs that would be similar to tzitzis? Tosfos, the beginning of Erechin, Menachos Mem Aleph Tosfos maintains this rule. It's only about tzitzis. And why is that? One could imagine, maybe because of the centrality and importance of mitzvah tzitzis and Simach Chov Dalet and Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch in the very first Sif, and the first source is the Rambam. Rambam, Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, these are the three most important sources of halacha. These are the three giants, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, and they all say, even though a person is not obliged to wear tzitzis if he doesn't have a beged that has four corners, a beged that has dalet kamfis, but it is ra'ui that every man should have a talis koton, because mitzvah tzitzis is essentially about remembering all the other mitzvahs. There is only a handful of mitzvahs upon which Chazal say, shkule mitzvah tzitzis keneged kol mitzvah shabbatoyed. And why is that? And I'm quoting the lashon of the two on the Shulchan Aruch. That's an interesting expression that we find both in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch. We all need this reminder. We need this reminder every hour and every moment. So one could imagine maybe this halacha is specifically and exclusively only about tzitzis because of the importance of mitzvah tzitzis. But Tosfos gives us another reasoning, a different rationale. And Tosfos says, because in their day and age, everybody wore tzitzis. And if you don't wear tzitzis, it seems to be that you don't really care for mitzvahs. Everybody does. Why don't you? Why are you an exception? And that is why, be'idne daritcha anshinan, if you don't wear tzitzis. So according to Tosfos' approach, it doesn't depend on the essence of the mitzvah, but more on a social norm. If this is a mitzvah that all the others are diligent about, and you are moitzi atzmachu min haklal, that is what provokes the wrath of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So do we find similar halacha elsewhere? We do in Simach Kuf Chof Ches, Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. Everybody should remember what's Kuf Chof Ches, and that is the mitzvah of Berachas Koyanim, Nesias Kapayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, a Koyan she'ein roitzel alis leduchan, if a Koyan doesn't want to go up and he doesn't want to duchan, then he needs to step out of the shul before they start Berachas Hu Avoido, because that is when the Kohanim need to step forward and to be Oda Leduchan and to bestow a Kodesh Baruch Hu's bracha, blessing upon the entire congregation. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, doesn't mean that if you just don't feel like duchening, you're entitled to step out of shul. No. Be'idna deritcha. The Mishnah Berurah compares it with the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Aleph. You can't just, because you don't feel like you'd go out of shul if you don't want to duchen. No. That is punishable. Be'idin ederitzra, that's punishable. What the Shulchan Aruch means to say, if a kohen is shvach, he's weak, he's not feeling well, it's an effort for him to step up and to stand and to duchen. Because if he can, he is not allowed to go out of shul. So this Mishnah Berurah proves it's not exclusively only about tzitzis because of the importance of tzitzis. Berachas Koyanim doesn't bring to mind all the other mitzvahs. Nowhere do we find about Berachas Koyanim Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Shebetoyro. But the logic of Tosfos would apply to Berachas Kohanim as well. You're in shul. You're already here. And all the other Koyanim will be Yoyle Leduchen. And you make yourself an exception. And you're going to go out of shul. That is exactly like the argument of Tosfos. All the others are wearing tzitzis. Why are you an exception? You should go with the flow of good people. They're all serious about their mitzvahs. Why are you moitzi atzmo min haklal? And that logic would apply to Berachas Koyanim as well. Years ago, and this was one of the happiest shilas I ever was asked, young soldier called me, I think he was in Sanchanim or Galani, I don't even remember which unit it was, but one of the elite units in the army, and they needed to run, he and his friends, 10 kilometers, and it was a chamsin, it was a hot day, and they needed to run 10 kilometers, and he asked me, could he take off his tzitzis? Because if you need to run 10 kilometers in the Middle Eastern sun, in the middle of the summer, every ounce, you know, that you carry on your body is a big effort. They took along tons of water, and he asked me, could I take off my tzitzis? Well, I said, if the Mishnah Berurah says, and that is his interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, that a kohen shehu chalash, and it's hard for him to be oyle leduchen, then he could step out of shul. Well, running 10 kilometers in the Middle Eastern heat in the middle of the summer probably would be as hard as even a person that's not very strong, he's not feeling very well, but just step forward to the Urin Kodesh and turn around for 5 minutes and lift your hands. So I told him, yes, you're entitled to take off your tzitzis, but if you do wear your tzitzis on that run, oh, that's, then you could expect a big chunk of Olam Haba for that mitzvah. Day later he calls me and he says, Rav, I didn't take my tzitzis off, and I made it with tzitzis. And I said, Tovoy broch al reishcho, and makal mi your Olam Haba for this mitzvah. So it is from this sugya that we learn it is not enough to be makai the mitzvahs that are a chiyav upon you. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. It is a chachman. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a gemara on Sota Daf Yud Aleph, begged and pleaded with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants to come into Eretz Yisrael. And the gemara says, v'chilechon meperoseyo hoyo roitza. Why was it so important for Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael? Loi nesava Moshe, elo lakayim mitzvahs hatluyas ba'ores. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into the land, into the promised land, not only to bask in its glory, but to be mekayim the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'ores. That's the gemara on Sota Daf Yud Aleph. So it is here once again that we see a person should pursue mitzvahs. He should do his best, even though right here and now he's not mechuyev. So being me'ever liyarden, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisis and all the other mitzvahs that Luis brought us, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mekayim those mitzvahs. So if I stop right here and now and ask you, so is it an inyan to buy a piece of land in Israel to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shvius? Not necessarily. I think there's a difference between mitzvahs asei, in which a person engages in kum va'asei, and mitzvot lo ta'ase, which a person performs by sheva al taisa, just abstaining or refraining from doing an aveira. And I also think there's a difference between mitzvahs that are essentially avoidas hukeil, and other mitzvahs that are all about the result. So one of the asidus that comes back again and again in my forum is this distinction between two different categories and two different types of mitzvot asei. Many mitzvahs are all about the result. Asiyas hamakeh barosh hagag. Nobody chas v'sholom should be killed by falling down. Bir chometz, because you're not allowed to have chometz. Miles Abein, every Jew should have the choysen, ois bris kodesh of Avraham Avinu, and many, many other mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are not about the result. They actually don't really have a practical result. These are the mitzvahs that are the essence of avoidas hukeil, the essence of being a good Jew. Avoidas hukeil, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the big klolim in my shiurim is, so the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Chayav Odom Lespalel B'Kol Yoyim. Both the Kesev Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah contemplate, how does the Rambam know that Mitzvah Tefillah is B'Kol Yoyim? The Rambam clearly says, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah Shi Yisparel Odom B'Kol Yoyim. How do we know? The source of Mitzvah Tefillah is in Safri, also once in Shas. Tanas Bezu Madalef, Lo'ovde B'cholavavcha, Meiz Avod Yishu B'leiv, Zut Filo. But where in this Pusik is it specified that this mitzvah is every day? Rambam Perek Yudalad Melchus Vila writes, Chayovim Koyanim Levorech Es Yisrael Bekol Yoyim. How do we know? Koyse Vorech Es Bnei Yisrael Amor Lehem? Pasuk doesn't say Bekol Yoyim. It's not in the Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah Perek Hei Mi Yesoida HaTorah. Not in Hilchus Tefillin, but rather in Yesoida HaTorah Perek Hei, the Kesef Mishnah says, Mitzvah's Tefillin rests upon us every day. How do we know? Several parashiyos in the Torah, which we learned tefillin, no remez, that is b'kol yoyim. So listen to what I say, because this is a klal gadol. Kol ha-mitzvahs shebetorah, all the mitzvahs in Torah's Moshe, that are essentially avoidus ukeil, they bear no result, no outcome. It's not about creating a matzev al yedei mitzvah. All the mitzvahs that are essentially, purely, avoidus ukeil, either they're associated with Shabbos and Yom Tov, if not, all these mitzvahs are bekol yom. Because the routine of a Jew is a routine of avoidus Hashem. We don't need a source that tefillah is bekol yom. Neither berchas koyanim, neither tefillin. Goes without saying. Goes without saying. So every mitzvah in the Torah that is pure avoidus ukeil, essentially avoidus Hashem, either associated with Shabbos and Yom Tov, kedusha v'avdalta, sukkah v'lulav, matzah v'moroyer. If not, in the most natural way, this is a mitzvah of seder hayoy, because the seder hayom shel odom Yisrael, the routine of a Jew is a routine of avoidus ukeil. This is what life is all about. That's why we're around. So once again, I think that this principle that a person should be roide flakayim es mitzvahs, you're not mechuyev, but be mechuyev. Take it upon yourself. Why are you losing out? Is only by mitzvahs to say, and only by avoidus Hashem. Tzitzis is not about the result. It doesn't have a result. Tzitzis is about v'yisa moisei schartam is kol mitzvah Hashem v'asisa moisam. It is about avoidus ukeil. Berachas koyanim is the same. But by mitzvahs that are all about the result, there is no inyan. Take upon yourself. And that is why in Minchas Osha, Masechet Pesachim Simen Zayin, I disagreed with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, if you don't have chometz ahead of Pesach, you should buy chometz to perform the mitzvah of Sreifas chometz. And I wonder, I'm not sure that that's an inyan, because Sreifas chometz is not essentially avoidus Hashem. It is about not having chometz on Pesach. Most people have chometz ahead of Pesach, so you need to burn it and see to it. You shouldn't be over on lo yaro v'lo yamotze. So, in my opinion, I don't think there would be an inyan to buy. Unless you're aware of Reb Pinchas Mekoretz. Anybody know who was Reb Pinchas Mekoretz? Ever hear about Reb Pinchas Mekoretz? He was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And there's a Sefer Imre Pinchas. And he writes, when we burn the chometz, you need to bear in mind to destroy all the evil and all the avodah zarah of the entire world. And if everybody would know that and bear that in mind, Mashiach would be here long ago. So according to the Pinchas Koretz, maybe there is an Ian. Buy chometz. Burn the chometz. Burn all the evil in the world. Well, that's a Hasidish thought. But by halachic definition, I don't think there's an Ian to buy chometz in order to burn chometz. If it's all about not having chometz, I don't have chometz, so what's the point in having in order not to have? But interesting, the Chazon Ish, not in Psochim, but in Masechet Demai, Simen Zayin, Ois Beis, Chazon Ish speaks about Biur Maisus. And he writes, if you don't have Maisa, then you don't have the mitzvah of Biur Maisus once in 4 years. But then he says, but maybe there's an inyan to achieve Maisa, to be Mevayer, like a beer of chometz. And the Chazon Ish says it's a midas chasidus to acquire chametz in order to burn chametz. To me, that is a big chiddush. Coming back to Shvius, there's a company, I actually gave them a letter of recommendation. I don't do promos, especially not without getting paid. So I'm not here to promote any business, and I'm not mentioning names. But someone had an idea to sell. He bought a farm in Israel, and he actually is selling lots in that farm. But what is unique about his endeavor is you're mekayim all the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'oretz. Truma gedoyla, tumas masa, masa rishon, maser oni, and they actually give the aniyim, leket shikra apeya, which is supplied to aniyim, naturally shviyas, and I give him a letter of recommendation. Because we're dealing with mitzvahs asay. And that is exactly what Chazal say about Moshe Rabbeinu. Nes'ava lakonis li'etzis ol kedei likayem mitzvoseho. But buying a piece of land, Shvius, what mitzvah are you going to be mekayim? Not plowing the land. So I wonder if one of those people would call the company and say, I do want to plow the land before Shvius. Could you please take me there? I wonder what will happen. I don't know. So the mitzvah of Shvisas Oretz is a lo ta'asa, which you're mekayim b'shev al ta'isa and not b'kum v'asei. And I'll give you a chiddush from Minchas Oshal Shvius Simen Aleph, in which you have a very interesting discussion and a disagreement with some great gedolim. I think a person is mekayim the asay and the lo ta'asa by not working in any field in Israel, whether it's his or it's not his, whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. So the mitzvah asay is v'shovso ha'oretz Shabbos la'Hashem. V'shovso ha'oretz, not necessarily Arzacho. The lo ta'ase is sadcho lo itiza, karmacho lo yisif tzoya. Everybody agrees that if a person works in the land, even though it's not his, he's over on a lav. Dafken the lav, the posik says sadcho, karmacho. The mitzvah sasei is v'shov seho oretz. So why would anybody think to be mekayim the mitzvah sasei, you need to have your own land? But to be over on the lav, even if you work in another man's field, you're over on the lav. Ibcha mistavra. Dafken the lav, the posik says, sod choloi tizra karma choloi sizmer. And the mitzvah sasei is v'shov seho oretz. So the Minchas Chinuch and some other great gedolim understood that the mitzvah of Shvisas Oretz is like the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemtoi. So there's a huge discussion in every sefer that comes out on Shvius. What do you do? You live in Eretz Yisrael and you have some non-frum neighbors. And you have a little garden before your house. Not a farm, but you have a garden with some flowers. And maybe you might even have a fruit tree. I have a lemon tree in my backyard. And I'm so happy that I have that tree. I have the opportunity to be mafresh to mesamaisis with a brocha. Not many people have that opportunity. And sometimes I invite some of my friends. Come be zoicha to mesamaisis with a brocha, because we all buy produce from kosher shops. So most people don't have this opportunity. So the Minchas Chinuch and some others understood that The mitzvah refers to your land. So what does a person do? He lives in a condo with non-frum neighbors, and they have a garden. And the non-frum neighbors tend to the garden and shvias. They just don't want to leave it growing wild. So most of the Gedolim says you need to be mafker, your chelik in the garden. I don't think hefker is chal. I don't think hefker is relevant. Because the nature of ownership in shetach mishutaf, you have no private usage of this garden. All you have is you enjoy the site, it's nice, and you need to pay. So you're still going to need to pay. Your neighbors won't say, okay, you're a mafker, then you don't need to pay. And if you're a mafker, could somebody from another house come and say, zachisim in a hefker? Of course not. So this is ownership, which is actually imposed on you by the fact that you have a house. If you have a house, you have part in the stairwell, you have part in the passage leading up to your house, you have part in the lobby of the house, and whether you like it or not, you have part in the gardens, and all these shared space is yours. I don't think hefker would really work. Who's going to be zoichem in hefker? And to me, Shemitah, it's no difference at all whether it's yours or it's not yours. The issue is upon you. What you need to do, if you have a shared garden with none from neighbors, you just need to let them know. I want you to know. If I would have my way, I don't want this work to be done. And it's not done by my consent. You are not my shlichim, you're not working for me. And he has no cheshash iso at all. So, the way I see it, by Shvises Behemtoi, Laman Yenuach, Ato, Bincho, Vitecho, Avdecho, Viamascho, Uvehemtecho, Asher Bishurecho. Shvises Behemtoi refers to your animal, your behemoth, and that is why in Shulchan Aruch, if somebody works with my behemoth, I need to be mafka the behemoth, not by Shvises. Shvius ownership has nothing to do with it. So you don't need to own a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The fact that you don't fly to Eretz Yisrael to plow and to sow and to harvest and to work is the same. It doesn't matter when you have land or not. So let us talk about the essence of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is all about Avodas Hashem. And Shomrei Shvius are defined by Chazal, Geboirei Koyach Oisei Devoroi. This mitzvah is for farmers. And a farmer sees his land barren, and he just trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will care for him. That is what Shvius HaOretz is about. It's not about sending in Tinek and for $100 buying a piece of land you don't even know where it is. And that's not the spirit of Avodas Hashem, of mitzvahs. And I do think it's different if we're speaking about Matnes Aniyim. That's about tzedakah. The Plaisi, the Bionis and Ivishitz, the Plaisi in Simas Samach Aleph, Sivkot Nvov and Yoredeya, writes, Chasidim V'yan Shemasa that I know, send money to Eretz Yisrael and have someone buy an animal and shecht it and give Zeroya Lechayayim V'kevo to a Kohen. And the place he exalts them. That's a great idea. You're not mechuyev. This mitzvah rests upon people that really have animals. And they shecht animals. And it's Matnes Kohuna, just like Tumas Amaisis. But nevertheless, the place he writes, it's an Inyan. Send money to Eretz Yisrael. What I wonder about is Roya L'chaim V'kaiva has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Sugis Pshutus in Gemara and the Rambam in Hilchas Bekurim. Zroel Chayim Vekev is Noeg Bechutzah is Kamo Beitz Yisrael. So what is the place you're talking about sending money to Beitz Yisrael? Tivei Mekayim, Zroel Chayim Vekev, I don't know. But what I want to prove from this place is, when we're dealing with the mitzvah sasei, and it is about giving, of course that's an inyan. Just like tzedakah. Kodesh Baruch wants you to give. Give the Kohen, give the Levi, give the Aniyim. But Shvisa Zoharetz, which is not working in the field, I don't see a great merit in buying a piece of land not to work. However, whatever I said up to this moment is by halachic criteria. Shara Gilgulim is one of the Shmoyne Sheorim in Kisvei Ha'ari. The Ari HaKodesh didn't write anything. Kisvei Ari are from his Talmidim, first and foremost, Reb Chaim Vital. Shara Gilgulim Akdom Yud Aleph, Reb Chaim Vital says, according to the Ari, a person should be Mekayim all Tayag Mitzvah Shebetoyrom. And if you didn't do it once, you're going to have to come back again and fill in whatever you lost. And that is Shara Gilgulim. You're going to have to come back again and be Mekayim. Those mitzvahs that you weren't Mekayim first time around. Fascinating Avnei Nezer. Does everybody know who was the Avnei Nezer? Sochet Shavar Rebbe. He was the head of a dynasty, Polish Hasidim. He happened to be one of the greatest Gedolim in the past 200 years. And usually the Avnei Nezer has a split personality. Rebistva Lechud and Chuvis Lechud. Sometimes the Rebbe just charges into the Chuvis. Not very often, but sometimes. In this Chuvah as well. Avnei Nezer Siman Aleph and Avnei Nezer. He asks very powerful question, and I wonder that no one asked it till the Avnei Nezer. According to Halacha, you're married for 10 years, you don't have kids, you need to marry another wife. Number two, to be Mekayim Pri Urvio. That was relevant before Chedem de Rabbeinu Gershon. After Chedem de Rabbeinu Gershon, you can't marry two wives. So according to Halacha, you need to divorce your wife and marry another. It's not what most people do. And the Achronim discuss what the Minhag Olam is based on, but that's not our topic today. The Avnei Nezer's question is, Tov Reish Nun Vav and Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, the Rambam writes, Eina Odom al Chayiv Lebas B'Zchoin Rav al HaMitzvahs. You don't need to perform a mitzvah sasei if it'll cost a lot of money. We won't discuss today how much is a lot. Minchas Osher Klali HaMitzvahs, there's a fascinating siman on this topic, but it's not what we're talking about this morning. The Avnei Nezer asks, is your beloved wife worth less than $1,000 or $2,000? To perform a mitzvah sasei, you don't need to spend a lot of money. Pri Urvio is a mitzvah sasei. So how could it be a person needs to divorce his wife, his beloved wife, Eishes Na'urov, to be Mekayim HaMitzvah Sasei? $1,000, no. Well, maybe $1,000 is not Hoin Rav. $5,000. How could this be? That's an amazing question, and nobody asked it up to the Avnei Nezer. So Avnei Nezer gives a chassidish answer. Shulchan Aruch deals with Sukkah, with Lulav. If I won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah today, I did last year, hope to do next year, and for many years to come, many years in the past. But to lose out a mitzvah all your life, you're going to need to come back again for another Gilgal. And that is why you need to perform this mitzvah while you're alive. And I say, if the Avnei Nezer is right, even Suffolk Gilgal you need to spend so much money. Because how do you know? Maybe this is a mitzvah you did perform in your last Gilgal. Or two ones back. How do you know? So if a Gilgal is Machayev spending so much money, suffer Gilgal. I'm not talking about Gilgal Shavua. You know, there's a big sugi a few places in Shas about Gilgal Shavua. We're talking about Gilgal and Shomis. That's a different topic. So the Ariya Kodesh said, you need to make an effort to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. And maybe that is reasoning enough, you know. Invest money, you're going to be Mekayim Shviyas, even if it's a Suffolk. You need to do whatever you can to be Mekayim mitzvahs. Every few months, there are pictures in the Haredi press of a Pidyon Peter Chamor. Those of you that follow the Haredi press usually see those pictures. Very colorful, you know, interesting pictures. Usually it's a Rebbe with a kaftan that has many colors, and you have a little mule with chains and ornaments and tachshitim and a goat. And I wonder whether nobody made a big ceremony about Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. Every time you mafresh tumas amaisis, you have Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. I did it 100 times with the lemons in my backyard. Probably a lemon doesn't make a picture like a goat and a mule. So I wonder why everybody makes a big ceremony out of Pidyon Peter Chamor and not Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. Both are mitzvahs asay. Both are about Pidyon. So there is an inyan. Try to be mekayim every mitzvah at least once. In my opinion, the way to solve this problem is kalo oisig b'toyres oyla ke'ilu kiyem oyla. It's easier to take pictures of a chamor and a keves than to learn the Rambam hilchas pidyon peter chamor. So that is the real solution. Say for Minchas Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Jasfan was in Sana, one of the Gedolim in Yemen, in Tayman, 250 years ago. I think he passed away Tav Kuf. And he quotes the Ari, that a person needs to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. And if he didn't, he's going to come back again. And when we come back again, that's going to be very painful, because regardless of what lifestyle you had, but once you're up there and you're an anima ziv hashchino, nothing in this world can compare. You're for shoach shel chay olam habo, mekol chay olam hazeh. So he writes that this principle, if you lost the mitzvah, you're going to have to come back again, is b'misha einoi oisig b'toira. But if you're oisig b'toira and you learn Torah, then that is the best way to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. This sugya starts in Menachas Daf Kuf Yud. Kolo oisig b'toiras oilo ke'ilu hikrav oilo. Kolo oisig b'toiras chatas ke'ilu hikrav chatas. Kolo oisig. We do not find this principle by other mitzvahs. But two giants say this rule applies to all the mitzvahs. The Mabit twice. In the introduction to Kiryas Sefer al Rambam, that's the Mabit's commentary on the Rambam, and in Beis Elokim, Shaar HaTshuva, Perek Tes, and the Shloh. Shlo HaKodesh, Torah Shebichsav, Os Yud Aleph in the Hagdama, they both say, any mitzvah that you can perform, if you learn the halachas, as if you perform the mitzvah. And that is the way a person could be Mekayim Kol HaMitzvah Shebetorah. If you go through Shas, you go through the Rambam, then you are Mekayim all the mitzvahs Shebet Torah. Interesting, Rashi in Bov Metzia Kuf Yudalad Omed Aleph. So in Bov Metzia Kuf Yudalad, we have a strange and fascinating encounter between Rabbi Baravua and Eliyahu Hanavi. And Rabbi Bravura seems to be aware of Eliyahu's presence while he is in a Beis HaKvoros. And a halachic discussion develops between them. And then Rabbi Bravura suddenly is shocked and he says, "Aren't you a Kohen, Eliyahu?" And he says, "I am." And he says, "But you're in a Beis HaKvoros and you're a Kohen." And Eliyahu responds to Rabbi Baravu and he says, "I thought you were a Talmud Chacham. Aren't you aware that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kivrei Akum Eino Mitamim Ba'oil? This is a Goyish cemetery, and the Kvorum of non-Jews is not Mitamim Ba'oil." And Rabbi Baravu apologizes and he says, "I'm not even Boki in four Zdorim. Do you expect me to be Boki in six? I admit, I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham." So Rashi comments, which are the four and which are the six? Zroam and Taris, they didn't learn because they were in Bavel. So Mitzvah Satluyas Vorets weren't relevant. Taharis weren't relevant because it was Liach HaChorm Beis HaMikdosh. But then Rashi asks, so how about Kochim? Why Kochim? They did learn. Rashi says they needed to learn Kochim because Koloisig Betoira Soile, Kiluikra Voila. And Dafka because they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. So how will we Makrev Karbonis? So they did learn Kochim, but they didn't learn Zroim Taharis. And I ask, if this principle refers to all the mitzvahs, like the Mavit and the Shlo say, so why did they learn Kochim and they did not learn Zoram Taharis? Hadra Kusha Leduchta. That's not a percha. Because the mitzvahs of Zoram and Taharis are never a chiyuv, not even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash or Yokayim. Most of them are, if you engage in certain activities, then you have these mitzvahs. But there's no chiyuv of tumas ma'aseh. Yes, you eat peiros eretz yisrael. But kochim is a chiyuv, and kochim is also a schus. By karbonis, it is not only about performing mitzvahs; it is about kapora. It is about rachamei shemayim that karbonis come to invoke. And that is why they did learn Kochim, but they didn't learn Zoram and Taharis. So I hope this discussion was an interesting one, and we took a trip, and we visited many different sugyas and sources, and b'ched v'sidu shmaitzu, b'shashua shel Torah. So we cannot talk on Erev Rosh Chodesh Av and not speak a bit about 3 weeks, the 9 days, Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tzom HaRavi'i v'tzom HaChamishi, tzom HaShvi'i v'tzom HaAsiri, yiyu le'Beis Yehuda le'Sosoin u'le'Simcho u'le'Moyadim Toivim v'hu Emes v'Sholoim Ahevu. And many ask, what's the kesher between the Reisha of the Posek and the Sefer? The Reisha of the Posek is an expression of hope, a brocha, a promise, and a prophecy that these tragic days of mourning will ultimately be transformed into days of joy. What kesher does it have with the sefer of emes v'sholim ahevu? The Rambam writes, Perek Hei, Hilchos Taniyos. Yesh am yomim shekol Yisrael mis'anim behem mepnei atzarot she'ir'u la'avoteinu. There are days in which all the Jewish people fast because of tragedy that befell our forefathers. Kedei la'oirer halavavois ve'leftoach b'darkei hatshuvo. So the Rambam clearly says, why do we fast on these four tragic days? First and foremost, Tisha B'Av. Shavuos HaBetames Asorah B'Tevis Tzoyim Gedaliyahu. La'oirer halavovois v'leftoach b'da'akei tshuva. It's not only about mourning, it's about tshuva. Because whenever tragedy strikes, whether it is the individual, the community, the entire people, like Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it's not only about mourning, it is about tshuva. And we need to understand and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling out to us. The Rambam has a fascinating interpretation in the very first halacha in Hilchos Taanios. Im telchu imi bekeri, af ani elech imochem bechamat keri. Rashi explains keri as richuk, tumo. The Rambam says it's melosho in mikro, coincidence. We always have the tendency, and it's a natural tendency, when something awful happens, we won't understand why did it happen? How did it happen? So when 45 Jews were killed in Miran, what a horrific tragedy. Yes, it is only natural to analyze what happened, try to prevent it in the future. So the passage was a very small one and people panicked. And when in Karlin, some young people were killed, well, obviously those tribunals weren't built as they should have been. And on Surfside, a 12-story house just imploded. Well, as for now, we don't know exactly what happened, but probably corrosion. So there always is an explanation. But we as Jews need to believe that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu calling out to us. The Maharal explains, the Gemara says, Lamu loike nama oiris. Why are the sun and moon sometimes eclipsed? Shoichad, Nar Hamur Rosso. But astronomers know hundreds of years in advance exactly this is astronomical phenomena. The Maharal explains, Chazal never deal with a direct sibah. It is always sibat sibot. Yes, so the house imploded in Surfside. Why this house and not some others? And why did it need to happen in the middle of the night when everybody was at home and hundreds of people died and not when nobody was there? So everything that happens in this world happens for natural reasons. It is very rare that a Kodesh Baruch Hu performs supernatural miracles. But on the other hand, everything is Hashgocha Protis. So the Maharal explains, Lama Loike Nama Oiris, not right here and now. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have planned a different astronomical system in which there would be no Likui HaMa'oides. Everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we forget, but it is only once a day that we define the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Noisein HaToiro. It is 100 times a day that we define a Kodesh Baruch Hu as Melech HaOilam. He is King of the Universe. And he is the one that planned out and put into place physics, biology, zoology, astrophysics, and thermodynamics, and medicine, and everything else. So Chazal asks, why? Lamo loiken ama'oirois. Chazal never deal with a direct reason why things happen. Or actually, Chazal don't deal with the question how, but why. Why did this need to be? And why did this need to happen? So whenever tragedy strikes, we need to believe it is not coincidence. And that's the Rambam's interpretation. And telchu imi bikeri. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to us. And that is why in the 3 weeks, when we remember Chorban HaBayis, it is not only about mourning. La'oirer halavovis v'leftoach b'da'akei tshuva. We all feel that this past year has been different than all the others we've known. with the corona pandemic, tens of thousands of our brethren died, more than 6,000 in Israel, millions of people in the entire world. And a month or two ago in Israel, we rejoiced and we almost danced in the streets, but now there are some worrisome signs. Numbers are ticking up again. And the tragedies I just mentioned, Jewish tragedies in Florida and Iran. So it is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us. More than 2,000 years ago, the last prophets walked the face of earth. We don't have Nevi'im, and nobody could say exactly what is it that we need to do. But we all know, like the Rambam teaches us, we all need to do something, and we all need to do better. And each and every one of us knows where he could do better and what is it that he needs to fix. But I do have a feeling that when tragedy strikes the individual, Kodesh Baruch Hu is calling out to him. But when tragedy strikes communities, Kodesh Baruch Hu is calling out to us. And probably there is something in our communal life that needs to be fixed, not only as individuals, but as communities as well. So these are days in which we all need to be engaged in introspection and in hesbonenus and trying to be better. La'orer halavavos v'leftoach b'da'akei atshuva. Everybody's familiar with the Ma'amar Chazal. Kol dor shel nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav ke'ilu. No, that is nowhere in Chazal. Nowhere in Chazal do they say ke'ilu chorav b'yamav. The lashon of Chazal is far more troublesome and harsh. Kol dor shel niftach beis hamikdash b'yamav malan olav ke'ilu hu hechrivo. And as Yerushalmi in Tanis. There's a big difference. When we say Keilu Chorav B'Yomav, it happened during our time, transpired. Moshe Lamoa Davidayma, mother leaves the house just for 15 minutes and she tells the kids, be careful. I don't want to find a balagan. I'm just going down to get some milk. Comes home 15 minutes later, the big window in the living room is shattered. Bottle of water from the table. There's 1,000 pieces of broken glass on the floor. Mabul. And she asks, what happened? And the kids all in chorus say, the window broke and the bottle fell. And the mother says, windows just don't decide to break and bottles don't jump off tables. Somebody did it, and I want to know who. When we say Ke'ilu Chorav B'Yamav, it sounds like it happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it didn't just happen. Someone did it. And who is that? That is you, and me, and all of us. Malan Olav Ke'ilu Hu Hechrivo. So it goes without saying. You need to fix what you broke. And you need to rectify what caused Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for Bittul Torah. That's a Gemara in Adorim Pei Aleph. Alozvo Mesteros Yisholei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo. Second Beis HaMikdash Sinas Chinam. That's a Gemara in Yom Edavtes. So the Navi says, Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSiri. Yehu LeBeis Yehud HaLasosan HaLasim Chol HaMoedim Toivim. And you're going to ask me when. I can't say when. I could say how. And it is up to you when. V'hu Emes V'asholim Ahev. When you will have Emes, and the Torah is Torah's Emes, when you will prove that you love Torah, and you will fix Chorban Bayis Rishon, V'ashaloi mehevo. No more sin as chinam. Ahav as chinam. Then, and only then, will you be zoicha. Shetzoy maravi, v'tzoy machamishi, tzoy mashvi, v'tzoy masiru, yiu labeis yehod, elasosan, elasimchu, elamoyadim toivim. I wish you all a happy Tisha B'Av.